From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In India this week, leaders of some of the country's biggest states have been meeting about a growing human crisis. Over the last decade, thousands of farmers, no longer able to make ends meet, have committed suicide. India's central government is consulting the states on what to do about the matter. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, some villages are already taking drastic action on their own.
Large white cloths flap in the warm wind. In this Indian village, these are the equivalent of a real estate billboard. There was a time when people here called the material from which these signs are made white gold. This was a reference to the cotton planted in the flat fields stretching all around. Those days are over. As the large red letters on the signs declare, the village is for sale. Its residents have given up.
We want to sell all the houses, all the land, and all the livestock of this village.
This is an unusual package. 60 hovels fashioned out of mud, grass, or concrete, 2 Hindu temples, a small school set on a dusty plain, and also, says Dharampal Jirondi, head of the village, a respectable collection of livestock.
We've got buffaloes, cows, bulls, and goats.
This is the village of Dawli in the Indian state of Maharashtra. It's one of a small number of villages in India whose residents say they want to sell their communities in their entirety. These are farmers eager to attract publicity to their economic plight, though Jirondi insists his village really means to sell.
Yes, this is no gimmick. This is the absolute truth because we are in great difficulty and we're in great trouble.
Dawli's difficulties have several roots. Agricultural production costs have gone up sharply. The cotton farmers say they were encouraged by the government to buy relatively expensive hybrid seed on the promise of high yields. But these modern seeds, they say, need fertilizer and pesticides, which are also costly. At the same time, cotton prices have gone down and oil prices have risen and crops were ruined this year by too much rain. The village head, Jirondi, says 9 out of 10 of Dawli's families are in debt, including himself. 16 years ago, he borrowed money from a bank to sink a bore well. Now, thanks to cripplingly high interest rates, he not only still has his original debts, but they've tripled. That story's common in rural India. Burabai Mauti is a mother who looks after a family of 10. She doesn't know how big her household debts are. Standing in her mud yard amid a knot of similarly indebted neighbors, she admits they're large and says it's very hard to get by.
I have children that I can't get married, that I can't marry off, and we put grass on the rooftops to prevent the rain from seeping in. We barely eat 2 meals a day.
In this part of Maharashtra, 400 farmers have committed suicide in less than a year. All the men here seem to know someone who's taken his own life. Raju Onkar reels off dead men and their villages.
Some of them take poison and kill themselves that way. Others hang themselves from the trees in the fields.
The head of this small farm in a neighboring village chose the first method. Kaudu Pektar's wife, son and elderly father are still stunned, though it's now nearly 2 months since he killed himself. Speaking through one of his male cousins as an interpreter, Pektar's wife explains why she thinks he did it.
We didn't get a good crop from the field because we had a lot of debt to pay off and because we had to get our daughter married and he had to take care of the entire family. That's why he killed himself.
A small group of farmers has gathered to listen. They all confirm they too are in debt. Vijay Jawandia, an activist campaigning on behalf of India's beleaguered farmers, says private money lenders can drive farmers to the brink.
They play very rough with the people. Sometimes they humiliate also in society. Suppose one bank authority goes to one farmer's house and he takes some utensils from his house. He is humiliated in the society and that depresses him.
The village of Dawli has had no bids yet for its land or its oxen-pulled carts. Buying an entire village isn't exactly going to attract all buyers. India has tight zoning restrictions. Yet Dawley's head man, Dharampal Gironde, still talks like someone who means to sell.
I would say we haven't been very lucky and fate hasn't favoured us in this village. But we hope and we pray that a buyer comes along that fate favours.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.